Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we were talking about men showing satanic characteristics with their tongues by evil speaking and by making accusations against others. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My deeds on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Second Peter, then, as we continue there, verse 11 says, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Now that speaks of accusation. And do you realize that the name devil means accuser? When we accuse people, we tell them off. That's when we act most like Satan. It is because he has a stronghold in our life. Now notice that they speak evil in verse 12, but says, but these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. You see, this speaking evil is the sin of the tongue, rearing its ugly head. Notice that they speak evil, and that's what it is. When there's gossip, when there's the sowing of discord, when there's griping and there's grumbling, be it in the home, be it on the job, be it in the church, then my friend, that is speaking evil. And it is a sin. Although no restraint is seen among men in the world, there should be restraint among Christians. So when there are wars and fightings in the church, the natural question is, why? From whence? And verse 1 says, come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Kind of sounds like 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. Now, my friend, carnal desires, that is lust, they rage within the believer and thwart spiritual progress. Of course, this shows that there's a lack in an area of the fruit of the Spirit. And my friend, that lack is in the area of temperance or self-control. Doing what you're supposed to do. Doing it when you're supposed to do it. And not doing what you're not supposed to do. All of that is in the word temperance. As long as this condition persists, then my friend, the Christian will not have the filling of the Holy Spirit, because selfish engagement prevents that from happening. In plain English, this person in James 4 verse 1 is not completely yielded to God as a Christian. When the scriptures say, lust that war in your members, we are being told that there are interests and desires that conflict within us because they are opposed to each other. And we sometimes refer to this as the difference between the new and the old nature. And sometimes we call it the doctrine of depravity. But what happens with the Christian is that the seed of God's word sown in his heart is falling into thorny ground. The ground hasn't been cultivated to the point that the thorns have been removed. And those thorns are cares of this life, riches, and the pleasures of this life, as Luke 8:14 points it out. And maybe all of those things, whether it's care, riches, or pleasures, are not necessarily what we term evil. But they occupy our desire. They occupy our mind. And as a result, the Word of God does not have free course in us. The next time, my friend, that you encounter a squabble, notice that, without exception, someone has had their ego wounded. Now, it is interesting that war, as it's written here, in the Greek is used in the continuing tense. These desire war within you. It's old versus new. It's devil versus the Holy Spirit. This tells us then, when there are wars and fightings, that one is not yielded to the Lord. He or she is still holding on to the lust. The faith without works are being manifested. They lack the faith to trust God with a submissive spirit. Now, my friend, can you honestly say that you have a submissive spirit? And it may be easy to say when you're have somebody that's a nice person, that's a friendly sort of chap, and they're easy to get along with. And they may even humor you and allow you some things that you want to do. But what about when you have a hard, froward person? The Bible is very adamant as well as very clear about when there is someone over us, we are to submit to that leadership. Now, they also lack temperance. Therefore, they lose out on victory in the Christian life because they lack the fullness of the Holy Spirit. What is sometimes shrouded under a pretense of zeal for God, my friend, is actually our selfish pride and ego wanting its way without having to submit to anyone. In verse 2, is next, he says, ye lust and have not, ye kill, and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Now, this gives us the contrast that arises when we are selfishly engaged in our own agenda instead of God's will. Inordinate desires are either totally disappointed, or they are not appeased and satisfied. Worldly and fleshly lust will never allow for contentment and satisfaction in the mind. He says, because ye ask not. And that shows that these desires are beginning to gain the upper hand in us, because we have excluded prayer, and therefore they have the upper hand. You do not consult God as to what to undertake. Therefore, your way is not committed to Him. Let me tell you what's happening many times. Let's just use a common example that may happen in the everyday life of a Christian. You decide to sell your home and buy another one. And you decide what you want, you think about it, you look, and you find a good deal. And then, before you put your money down, you say, Lord, help everything to work out. And what you're doing is you're asking God to bless your will instead of really seeking, is this His will? And in everything, we're to consult God. And too often, when people do pray, he says there in verse 3, you ask and receive not. When they do pray, they're praying according to their will and asking God to bless it, but they really don't want God's will in their life. The problem is we are following our own views and inclinations. And many times it's deceiving because they're not in and of themselves wickedly evil. As a result, we continually meet with disappointment. Paul had what sounded like a good will. He was taking the gospel, preaching the gospel, trying to win lost souls to Christ. And he was headed eastward. And God appeared to him and said, go west. Go to Macedonia. And we hear about the Macedonian call. Now, if Paul would have continued to go eastward, he would have been preaching, he would have been sharing the gospel and seeking to win souls and plant churches. Doesn't that sound good? Yet, even doing that good work, he would have been out of the will of God because he would have been doing his will instead of God's will. Now, my friend, fleshly or worldly desires or your own agenda instead of God's will spoil your prayers. And so notice those words in verse 2. Kill, fight, and war. Those are not words that should be heard about a local church, about Christians. Now in this passage, in verse 2 here of James 4, they are to be taken figuratively. In other words, they're not in hand-to-hand combat in the church. They're not murdering one another inside the church building or fistfighting. But the content of their heart would be the same thing if its desperate wickedness were revealed in the matter. And my friend, one day it will be. We have an interesting passage in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now let me stop right there. That phrase, who can know it? In the Hebrew, it's a idea of a picture here. And it's picturing for us who can know it of taking all the education and ability of man. And all of his ability to discover and investigate and study. And you take the maths, the sciences, and all the various areas of academia and education. And all of that combined to study into depth can still not know the depth of the depravity of the heart of man. And so he says in Jeremiah 17:10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God looks at the heart to judge. Now, are you like me out there listening? You've had some days where you've kept a smile on your face. But man, if the people that you were smiling towards knew the thoughts that you've had about them in your heart, thoughts that was not to do them good, then, my friend, they would become your enemy. And yet, those are things that we have to go home and repent of and tell God and get those things right. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5 says, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible. said.